And joining us, one of our favorites, Alex Pavlovich. How are you?
I'm good, Marty. How are you?
Very well today. You're ready to go home, I take it.
I'm very ready to go home. I was ready about a week ago. So.
You know, Leonard Coppett, the great baseball Hall of Fame writer, you know, and we loved him in the Bay Area, always said this to me, among many things, and that is, no matter how long spring training is, it's a week too long. I said that to Hunter Pence, and I said, they say that, Hunter, and he says, who are they? You know, Hunter Pence, he's always...
That's the wrong guy to talk to, because I think he would go for another 3 months of baseball every year.
Isn't it amazing? Him?
Yeah.
Let's start with Hunter Pence. And kind of last year, I mean, for the fans who haven't seen him this spring, it looks like a little bit of a different ball player. Last year, 220, number of RBIs. But to watch him on a day-to-day basis, and games that don't count, down here in spring training, I think it's a phenomenon.
You know, I think that's part of the reason why fans were frustrated last year, because he is somebody who goes, I think you said 90 miles per hour, and I'd say it's more like 180. I mean, he just goes as hard as he can on every single play, every single day from the first day of batting practice down here. And you know, when you're off a little bit, that's going to make you look really bad at the plate when you're swinging as hard as you can at every pitch. But we've seen it here the last couple weeks. I mean, when he's on fire and when he kind of has a swing going and he has confidence at the plate, there's really not many pitches he can't hit. And he's hitting curveballs out to left. He's hitting balls out to right. So he really is, I mean, you see it the last month or so, really talented. It's a matter of putting it together on the field. I think he'll be a streaky player this year, but you kind of just have to ride those slumps and wait till he gets hot again.
Well, you bring up a good point. It's the one thing I've learned about him. He is very, very talented as a major league player. Throwing, running, power. Putting the bat on the ball, when he does, he makes something happen. It's quieting down that swing and not chasing stuff out of the strike zone. But you look at his other skills, he's really a very interesting ball player. And I'll tell you another thing. I think if he has a good year this year, and I don't know what that means really, I think they'll re-sign him. I really do.
I know he would love to be here. I talked to him at the end of last year, and he was hopeful that there would be a long-term deal, but really with the money they gave to Pagan and to Scudero and Affelt, and you know, Buster Posey's contract is on deck, so it would have been really tough for them to find common ground. But I think at the end of this year, depending on what kind of year he has and what he's looking at, he's getting up there in age, so maybe there's some common ground there with a shorter deal, maybe a three-year deal, and bring him back. I think he's a guy that, you know, fans are going to love watching him for a full year, and really for us as the media, he's a fun guy to cover, and you know, like you said, he doesn't do anything by the book. Everything is a little bit strange.
Even the interviews.
Yeah, not at all. But the power is there. The arm strength is there. He has the talent. He just has to put it together in orange and black. He's done it for other teams.
Well, you were nice enough to join us on the post-game show last year in the last weekend. So if you have some time, we'd love to have you back on today or tomorrow over in Tempe, Alex Pavlovich. And that's the guy you want to ask questions to. And I'll give you one to think about. And we'll throw it out to the audience on the post-game show either today or tomorrow. But of Zito, Lincecum, and Pence, who's got the best chance of coming back? And I know it depends on what they're going to do in 2013, but that's why we do these shows, to kind of, you know, sort of make predictions on that. You don't have to answer
right
now.
But I can wait.
Oh, no, go ahead. What do you think?
I would say I'd go with Barry Zito, just because the
other
two guys.
The best of those
two. Because I think it's going to be the simplest contract he's looking for. He's older. He's obviously gotten paid.
Wow.
He's a guy who looks like he can pitch for another 5 or 6 years at least with the way he's throwing. I mean, he's throwing 81, 83 some of these outings, and really during the regular season too. So it's not really like you have to worry about the fastball going away or his stuff going away. I think he's a guy who makes a lot of sense as a stopgap until Blackburn gets here, Stratton gets here, Kyle Crick gets here. So to me, he is going to be the easiest one, because I think Tim Lincecum, if he has a good year, it's going to be a lot of money. If he has a bad year, it's, well, what do you want to invest in this guy going forward? And Pence, like we talked about, it might be a big deal.
And I want to be clear, you know, with Pence. You know, they're not trying to really get him out with the big pitch down here.
Yeah.
But I will say this to people who listen in the Bay Area, and they know who they are. They sit near me in the press box. He has shown me something down here. He really, as an athlete. And I think that's where it is. So that's what I've seen down here. When the bell rings and the sliders start coming, he's got to lay off it. But very interesting spring for him. Now, Brandon Belt is another one. Brandon Belt has had a heck of a spring. He's done it every year he's been here. But this year, he took it to a new level.
Yeah, I guess we moved from one kind of awkward guy to another. And Belt certainly likes to to own that label and definitely makes fun of himself a little bit too. But, you know, he looks phenomenal right now. I think yesterday was just another example of a guy who's really comfortable with the plate and really knows what he wants to do. And he can be really introspective too and say some interesting things after these slumps or when he gets hot. And I thought it was interesting yesterday that he admitted that the last couple of years he kind of sometimes went to the plate without a plan and didn't really know what he was doing up there. And he would swing at balls and he would let strikes down the middle go for strike three. And then he would, you know, we've seen it a lot of strikeouts looking. And it's frustrating as fans, but he is somebody this organization still loves and somebody that, you know, I know a lot of front office people who talk about how talented he was when they drafted him and what they've seen in the minors, and they feel that wasn't a mirage. That the numbers he put up in the minors are you know, it's not going to be a .450 on base percentage up here, but that he can have a huge year and really have a great career here. So I think we're seeing it, and as I've said many times, I've written it over the last month. To me, it's not like look at the great spring he's having. I look at the last 2 months last year where he really came on and really started to figure some things out in August and September. And then I look at the minor league numbers, and this is a guy who has the pedigree. So I don't think it's a flash in the pan here.
No, I agree. And as I say about Belt, it's not the home runs. It's hit 300. If he hits 300 or 280, then you know he's starting to control the at-bat and he's not looking at strike three anymore. No, good point. Hey, I talked a little bit about this backup infield thing. They'd love to get Tony Abreu on the field. To me, he's headed to the DL. And Nick Noonan is here. He'll play today.
Yeah, it's, you know, Nick Noonan out of nowhere kind of became a guy who probably is a favorite to be on the roster at this point, because it's Noonan and Abreu, and one of those guys is going to make the team unless they can find somebody over the next week who, you know, maybe some team that has more depth in the infield drops somebody that the Giants would like to bring in here. But Abreu has two at-bats the whole spring, and I haven't even seen him on the field the last few days. I know he's getting a second opinion on his knee today, so that's never good. And he's a guy who I think it's been frustrating for him, but for the coaching staff too, because they saw the first couple weeks of the spring where they were really taking it easy. He really has a lot of power, and he's a guy who looks like he can play three positions and play pretty well out there. So it's frustrating for the team, but, you know, Nick Noonan out of nowhere, great opportunity for him, and he hit a homer yesterday, took advantage of it. So I think Nick's on the team.
Did you see Bumgarner pitch yesterday? They put him in the minor league game as opposed to against the Rockies.
Yeah, I did. I went out there, and the problem with putting him in one of those games is that you have umpires who are not just minor league level, but we're talking about guys who are umpiring an A-ball game in Scottsdale in March. So it was a little rough, and it was tough for him, I think, to get used to the zone, but his stuff looked pretty good in the last three innings. He was really sharp, and, you know, the thing that stuck out to me is he's talked about holding runners better, and he showed a great move to second base to pick a guy off, and later got a guy at first. So I think the little things that he's working on, those are starting to come together.
Well, that's the key for him, because people ran like crazy on him.
Yeah.
And the one thing he has done down here, he is trying. Whether it translates again into the season, you never know, but he is trying to be better at holding people on. Alex Pavlovich, nice of him to join us. Lincecum today. This is, another start for him. Everyone is kind of anticipating, watching, not knowing what to expect. Down here, you can't put too much stock in it, but you'd like to see him command the fastball. That's one thing I'd like to see him do today.
Yeah, you know, I think I'd like to see him get off to a good start, because I've only seen him once all spring. I was on my little spring break when he pitched twice, but it seems like from what I've seen, from what I saw on TV and from the box scores I've seen, I mean, he's had a little bit of trouble of kind of really going out there and getting three or four good innings at the beginning of a game, and that's what you want to see from these guys. And, you know, even if they get into trouble in the fifth or they're working on some things, you don't worry about it so much. But down here, I think for him it would be a big confidence boost if he could go out there and fire three shutout innings right away and have command of his fastball from the start.
Well, that's it, Alex, because if he commands a fastball, then he can throw the breaking stuff and get you on your front foot and put people away.
Yeah.
By the way, 7 2/3 for him this spring, 11 hits, 8 runs, 4 walks, 5 strikeouts.
Yeah.
So you'd like to see this start today, maybe 5, and then he'll have one more, I guess, in the Bay Bridge series. And you'd like to see 6 and then get him ready for the Dodgers on Wednesday.
And here's a guy who talked about it about a month ago, saying, I've always had bad springs and it's never been a problem. But given what happened last year, he really wanted to put up some good numbers this spring. So the ones you just mentioned are not so great. And obviously the blister set him back a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think for him it would be huge just to have a good, solid outing and get out of here and feel good about himself.
Yeah, I'll throw another question to you. I asked Scott Miller. He's going to join us tomorrow, CBS.com, CBSSportsLine, I guess.com. I said, who would have more wins, Zach Greinke or Barry Zito?
Ooh, that's a good one.
How about that? I'll let you ponder that one for a while. 808 KMBR, if you want to answer that one. I'll let somebody answer that.
Top of my head, I would go with Zach just because, assuming he's okay, and it sounds like he's okay.
That's the question. You don't know.
From what we hear out of Dodger camp, he'll be okay, and I think he won't face the Giants in the second day of the season, but I do think he'll – I don't think he'll miss a start. I think he's scheduled to kind of slide in there on April 6th or 7th, so – he still is phenomenally talented, and that's a good signing for the Dodgers. And that team's obviously going to win a lot of games, just like this one. But, you know, Zito in the past hasn't really had the high win totals because he doesn't go deep a whole lot. So I'd have to go with the Dodger at this point. But, you know, they've had some injury problems down there, so you never know.
That's not a slam dunk. No. With Greinke. Hey, Alex, thanks so much, as always. And
no
so please come on the post game whenever you fin tomorrow or Sunday.
I will.
Yeah, very good. All right, Alex Pavlovich from sunny Scottsdale, Arizona. Giants taking batting practice right now. And I'll give you the lineup when we come back right after this on the Sports Leader.